done anything. Winter stuck around so long. Kept trying anyhow, and I'm still trying now. Just to keep working, just to keep working. To be impossible. New season has got to begin. I can feel it leaning in, whispering. Almost no one makes it out. The woman I'm thinking of, she'll love me all up. And I'm so down today. She's so fine, she's in my mind. I can hear her calling from my bed. Sing along, boys, out on the weekend. Trying to make it pay. Sing the lonely boys, out on the weekend. Trying to make it pay. I'm gonna use them streets to hide from that human doubt. Hide from what was shining.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the Sprouts. I'm Bruno.
I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
The song you just listened to is Almost Was Good Enough by Magnolia Electric Company off of their album Trials and Errors. And we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So,
This was their first time listening to it. They have their notes.
Yeah, first time. Bruno told us, me and Bradley, to take notes.
Yeah.
So, yes, we just took notes. So, for me, I got catchy, which I like about finding new music.
It was catchy.
And it's, Bruno mentioned, it's the same chords, but, and it gives the vibe as Get Lucky from Daft Punk. There we go.
Oh, yeah, Daft Punk.
Daft Punk. Because they repeat the chords, but they modify it little by little. And I think this song was too. It doesn't get boring.
Yeah, because that's what you said that long song. You were telling me earlier, even as I was telling you about this, is that long songs kind of put you to sleep a little bit. But I knew that this one wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smart.
You predicted.
The rise and falls were very clear. The rises were very sudden, which gets me surprised. I don't hate it, but it gets me surprised. Mm-hmm. I just go like, whoa. Mm-hmm. That was sudden.
Yeah.
But the falls were very clear. It's like a not a phaser. It's like a filter. Basically, it slowly goes down after the drop, and I think it's really calm, so we can process what we just listened to for the drop, which I think is really cool.
Oh yeah.
And it's slow and steady. The beat drums.
Yeah.
And it's the same pattern, and it makes your head bop. Actually, there's a nice pattern, which I think It's easy to mod, because I was actually thinking of different beat patterns in my head while I was listening to the song, and it's
that makes it
easy to cover, I guess.
Yeah.
And Bruno mentions there's only three guitars.
I think three.
Yeah, and there's no bass.
There's no bass, which I was surprised.
I was surprised too.
I don't think there's any bass. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Any bassists listening?
Me.
Any real bassist? Yeah. I'm kidding.
Ooh, ouch.
Burn. I'm kidding. How about you, Bradley? What did you notice?
Yeah, for me.
I don't think there's any bass.
What?
I don't think there's any basses.
I don't think there was. I could only hear guitar, bass, and vocals.
I want to mention clear vocals.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down. So yeah, for drum beat, I put ba dum bun. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, or, you literally wrote that?
Yeah.
You wrote
I just
right,
put,
cool.
I just put ba-da-ba. But in my head, I'm like, I know what I mean by this.
Solid.
Like,
oh, that's some Ledger Lands.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Electric guitars carry or push the song, so it just kept going. I do agree with a lot of what Tona said. I put silent / calm at times. So, what Tona said, like, it went high a few times.
Yeah, rise and fall.
Yeah, the rise and fall.
The tension and release is very good.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's the phrase.
I put drums talk to guitars. So in the musical world, I think it's really unique in music, in bands, or in anything like that. The instruments or vocals talk to each other in the sense of their own language. Because like music, it is a language.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was pretty unique. And I put, drums talk to guitar or vice versa. Guitar talks to drums or vocals talk to both of them, or they're both, like, it just goes
anyway.
They're
very, like, in sync, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
The main thing that I noticed when I first listened to this song, and the thing that I'm hearing, or all the things you guys are saying, I would define as intentional.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 100%.
As really, really intentional. Like, everything they play, everything that was played on stage, it was a lot. This album was recorded live, which is still wild to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But everything that is played is completely intentional, and nothing is like, nothing is left behind, right? The drum beat is so simple, but the fact that it's given so much care breathes so much life into it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The street guitars. I love that the distortion is just like, it like comes and goes, and it just feels like it's played through like a really, like messed up amp.
Yeah, it's like, I was on the board today. I had to control some volumes. Yeah.
It's,
the distortion made it really loud and then really quiet all of a sudden.
The thing that I really love was how much his voice reminds me a lot of Neil Young. That's kind of why Neil Young was on my mind, because it's just so like, he has a very like kind of folky, like a small rounded voice.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like heavy, not even heavy, but just like intense swell of guitars. All of them kind of playing the same chords or doing this. Mm-hmm. I love that they had like this little solo rhythm where it really picked up. And instead of there being a solo, there was just like one of them playing with rhythm and doing the block chord, which I think was so cool. I also noticed that the rhythm of it, or the way it rose and fell, the way that you guys were describing it, kind of feels like crying.
Yeah.
Right, where it's like, and it's coming up, and it's coming up, and it's coming up, and then it just drops.
Mm-hmm.
And it falls back into the thing. And that ending, the fact that it didn't end with like a massive swell, it just kind of like petered out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just felt so like raw. That's the only way I can define it. Intentional, but raw at the same time. Like everything was taken care of. But at the same time, it was just so emotional and so like, it was thought through without being
high music
robotic.
IQ.
Yeah.
High real. Music IQ.
Yeah. It was intentional without being robotic, which I think is such a difficult balance to strike.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
that's one of my favorite albums, Trials and Errors. Please check out that band.
That was a good choice.
This is why I'm here. This is my jam. I'm on my alt country stuff right now.
Oh, this is so true.
This is what I exist for. Anyway.
Yeah.
Our next song, or actually our next set, did we introduce these songs?
It's fine.
They'll be on the log. Don't worry about it. All right. Next song is Candles by Sunset Rubdown from their album Always Happy to Explode. Sounds kind of bad.
We hope you enjoy. Found me. I'm the greatest.
greatest, lighting candles in between two ferns. So call me if you need me, I'm still here. I'm in the last place you went looking for me. Oh, call me if you need me, I'm still here. I'm in the last place that you found me.
Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Thank you so much for listening to The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is our goodbye.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have an outro soon, but
It is coming up. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoy. We're here every Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up is Free Voices.
They're pretty good.
Give them a listen.
Yes. I recommend.
I'd recommend.
Very, very cool show.
Anyway. Yeah.
Check them out. All right. Have a good day.
Have a good one. See you guys next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
that I'm gonna say. You made open bones about letting everybody know. You had the clear picture now, the upper hand. She did not talk about me, but I can hear her speak. She said, he still talks about it. He called it after him.
Thank you for tuning into The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed this session. We'll be here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you later.